really bad location. They were on the road between Jericho and Jerusalem, and it was known as the highway for bandits at that time. It was a deserted road, and one on which a Samaritan would not be welcome to be on. But that didn't stop him. He stopped, he checked out the situation, and he acted upon the need. I'm going to read that passage real quickly again. But a Samaritan while traveling came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." He certainly did more than what would have been required, didn't he? He gave him a bandage and cleaned him up a bit, but he didn't simply just use water. He used his very finest oil and wine. He was on his way to temple, and he used what he had to clean up this stranger. He helped him get off the road to a safer location, but he didn't just help him on down the road. He gave him his only transportation and put him on the donkey and took him to the inn as he walked with him. He found him a safe place. He didn't just direct him to the Salvation Army. He took him to the inn. He went beyond the scope of helping, and he took care of him. Then, lastly, he looked out for this man's future. It wasn't just a one-time event here. He's going to follow through with the welfare of the stranger. He spent time with him to make sure he was okay. They spent the night together. He didn't leave until the next day. They must have had some conversation, and I'm pretty sure he developed a relationship with this stranger on the side of the road. He was no longer a stranger. And what better way is there to share the love of Jesus Christ than to be in a relationship with someone? It became a matter of his heart. Now, there's one other relationship in this story, and you don't often hear people talk about it, but that's the innkeeper. What about the innkeeper? There's definitely a relationship between the innkeeper and the Samaritan, even though the Samaritan was someone you were supposed to steer away from. The innkeeper didn't ask any questions here. He accepted the stranger, who was hurt, by the way, and probably had no means of taking care of himself, so he was going to have to take care of him. And I don't know about you, but as a small business owner, I don't think that this was a sure investment. It was not a good investment. He didn't know if he was going to get paid for his work. He didn't know if he was going to get his money. There was a chance he was going to get burned for any extra money that he had to spend on this injured man. Not only that, it was a Samaritan. It could have hurt his business had people known that he was having dealings with the Samaritan. He trusted the Samaritan. He knew it was a good thing, something that he wanted to be a part of. It was a matter of his heart. The innkeeper did not fear. Now, what are we supposed to do about that? How are we going to be a neighbor? Jesus answers this question in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, at verse 34. I'm just going to read one line. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." It's that line right there. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples. We are to be his light, his example. It is a matter of our love for one another, a matter of the heart that will point others to the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's the relationship of the innkeeper. He saw, he witnessed, and he experienced the love of God through the actions of the Good Samaritan. He wouldn't have thought otherwise about it, but he saw that it was good and it was in his heart. Loving God and loving our neighbor, this is the great commandment, but there's more to it than just being the great commandment. We are to love others as Jesus loved us. It is our relationship with God that makes that work. It is in loving like Jesus loved that we can be a good neighbor. One of my very favorite pastors and a really good author, Jim Harnish, would say this: the heart of the matter is that it is a matter of your heart. I believe that all of us here can attest to, we can claim, we can sing, we can witness, we praise God for the sacrifice of his son, and we received all the grace and all the forgiveness and our very being and our salvation and eternal life because of how Jesus loved us. How he was beaten, despised, suffered, hung on a cross, and died because he loved us. It was a matter of his heart. And he's telling us here that we are to love as he has loved us. It's got to be a matter of our heart. Jesus has commanded us to do likewise. He wants us to love with our whole heart, mind, and soul. There is a philosopher, his name is Paul Ricoeur, who has argued that Jesus was not talking about neighborliness in the Good Samaritan parable. Jesus was teaching us that one does not have a neighbor. I have to make myself someone's neighbor. I have to love like Jesus loved. It has to be in my heart. And so I ask you this morning, who are you being a neighbor to? Are you taking the high road? Is it easy for us to love the ones that love us back? Is it safe? It is safer. It is easier, and we are comfortable being good neighbors to those that are just like us, aren't we? But what about the stranger? Are you that light for the stranger to see? Do they see Jesus in you and how you treat others? He wants us to love one another as he has loved us. Now here's the deal. God knows. He knows that it's hard. He knows that sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to take the road less traveled. God knows, but he doesn't leave us hanging. He's given us help. We can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Jesus is with us every step we take. Through the Holy Spirit, we are a creation because of the love of God. Amen. He created us. He's going to take care of us. He's with us when we fear and when we need and when we don't have the words to say. He's going to give us the words. Amen. He wants us to love one another so much that he gave us his son who suffered on the cross. And Jesus tells us we have to love others as I have loved you so that people will know you are my disciple. That is being a good neighbor, and it's in your heart. And by this, everyone will know we are his disciples. It is a matter of the heart, and it is a matter of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. The heart of the matter is that it is a matter of the heart.